Welcome to FM Yerushalmi. Shir is generously sponsored by Janine and Carl Nathan. Please reach out for other sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Ayin Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Asiri, starting Aloch Dalet in the bottom of Daf Ayin Vov Un Beis. Zog the Mishnah. Hamizkaven Loitzi Lefonov Uvoloi Lachorov. Someone has intention to carry something in front of him, but then it went behind him. The din is Potter. Why? Because when something is in front of a person, he is guarding it, he's shomer it in a better way. In his back, it's not kept so well. So he's taking something out and he has intention to do something, but the result is less effective than what he wants it to be. It's in his back instead of in his front. So lo niskaimor machshavter, his original intention wasn't fulfilled, and therefore he is potter. But he has intention to have something in his back. And then it turned to come to his front. So now it's being kept more. He's doing more than what he intended to do. So he's chayev, because not only did he did what he wanted to do, he did even better. So the Mishnah Behemes, we'll see in the Gemara, is Aloch L'Moshe B'Sinai. Ha'isha choreged chogeres b'sinor. Behemil foneo b'melachorea. Sinor is like a type of pants that a woman wears, and she wears if it's nias. And even if it goes from front to back or back to front, chayeves, sheken roilers chayes, it's normal for this to be going to turning around her body from back to front to front to back, so that's part of her intention. Messengers that come from the king, that take the papers of the king, they also wear this type of item that goes in their body, and it turns from back to front, front to back, so therefore it's something which is part of their intention and their chayef. So, look at the Gemara Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Tamon Tanin, we learned over there. We're speaking about a Mishnah Maseches Krisus. We have there a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. And we're talking there about somebody who did a melocha on Shabbos, but he doesn't know what melocha he did. We'll see in a moment what we're referring to. Rabbi Elazar says, even though he doesn't know what melocha he did, he's still chayav. Rabbi Yeshua says he's chayav only if he knows what he did wrong. So Tamon Tanin, we learned over there, Rabbi Shmuel Shazuri, Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, Lo Nechlek Al Dovah Shu Mishem Echot Shu Chayav. It's something which is the same shame, meaning we know that he cut a fruit out of the tree, and we know which tree it was, meaning it was an apple tree. But we don't know which tree exactly. Was it the right tree or the left tree? He definitely cut up an apple out of the tree. So there everybody agrees Shu Chayav, because he knows he took an apple out of the tree. Doesn't know which tree, that doesn't make a difference. Amal Nechlekus, where's the Machlekus? Al Dova Shu Mishum Shnei Shemus. He doesn't know what he took off. Did he cut off grapes or he cut off figs? He's not sure what exactly did he do. So he knows he did an Isser Shabbos. But what exactly was the Isser? We don't know what it is. So there, Shabbalazor Mechayev Chatos. Yeshua Poitev. Well, says that's good enough to be Chayev. You know he did something wrong. Yeshua says no. As long as you don't know exactly what you did, you're potter. As Reb Chaim points out, it's not only when he doesn't know what he did, but let's say he intended to cut grapes, and by mistake, he cut figs instead. So according to Reb Elazar, it doesn't matter. He cut fruits out of the tree. So he's chayav, even though it did not result in exactly what he intended to do. But according to Reb Yeshua, you need to know exactly what you did, and your intention has to come to fruition. So in that case, we'll be potter. Now, this way to explain the machlokes, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, that's how Rabbi Shmuel, Shazuri, and Rabbi Shimon say. But not everybody agrees to that. The Gemara is going to tell us in a moment. And now we're connecting back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about someone who took something in front of him, and it came out behind him. So we're comparing it to the same machlokes over there. He did a melacha. He took out something from Shuzar Yochid or Shuzar Rabbi, but he didn't do it the way he wanted it to do it. He wanted it to be in front, and it came out to be in his back. So the Gemara understands it's similar to the case over there that someone intended to cut grapes and instead he cut figs. So the Gemara says, at the beginning of our Mishnah that said that someone who took something in front of him and came to his back is potter. What's the Chiddush? It's talking about two different things that he did. So says the Gemara of Eilo b'shem Abelazar kemando amar b'shnei shteim u'znichliku. You have to say this goes according to what we just learned, Rabbi Shmuel Shazuri and Rabbi Shimon, that the machlokes of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua is in two shemus, meaning someone was intending to cut grapes and he cut figs. That according to Rabbi Elazar, you're still chayav. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you're potter. So here we have a chiddush in our Mishnah. The chiddush is, we're not passing like Abelazar, we're passing like Abishua. He took something in front of him and it came to his back. So it didn't happen what he wanted it to be. His intention was not fulfilled. So according to Abelazar, will be chayov, the same when you cut grapes and you came in with figs. According to Abishua, you potter. The chiddush is in our mission that we're passing like Abishua. Bram, kemandom, abishemecha nichliku, vikan shneim, shneim, sim, hu, potter. But if you disagree with Rabbi Shimon Shizur, Rabbi Shimon, and you learn the machlokes, Rabbi Blaz, Rabbi Shua, is b'shem echad, meaning they're arguing when he cut apples, but he just doesn't know which tree. That according to Rabbi Blaz, then you're chayav. According to Rabbi Shua, then you're potter. But if you're cutting grapes that came out of figs, everybody agrees you're potter. According to that understanding, so what's the chiddush in our Mishnah? Person is intending to take something in front of him, and it comes on his back. It's two different things. It's like grapes and figs. Everybody agrees he's potter. So what's the chiddush in our Mishnah? So that's what the Gemara says. According to the Mandama, they're arguing with Shem Echad. Here it's Shnei Shem Usufu Potter. It's partially his Potter. That's the ratio of the Mishnah. Says, well, okay, let's go and focus now a second on the Sefer of the Mishnah. What does it say at the end of our Mishnah? Lahachra v'vodol fonov. He had intention to take it behind him, and it came in front of him. What does the Mishnah say? It's Chayav. Now, this is considered to be Shem Echad, because the fonov is better than Lahachra. So meaning Lefanov includes in it Lachro. Lachro means a Shmir Pchuso. When it's not guarded so well. Lefanov, it's not only a Shmir Pchuso, it's a Shmir Meula. It's basically whatever you wanted to do, you did, and even better. So here it's B'Shem Echot. So in this case, we're saying the exact opposite question. Bishop, if you say that Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shor are arguing B'Shem Echot, they're arguing when it's one thing, like cutting apples from the tree, I just don't know which tree. So the chiddush is, there, Rabbi Elazar says, when you cut apples from the tree, you just don't know which tree, you are chayov. Rabbi Shua says, you're potter. So comes our Mishnah, says, if someone had his wall behind him, and it came in front of him, the basically whatever he wanted to do happened. Just, it didn't happen exactly as he wanted. It's called Shem Echad. He's chayov. The chiddush is, we pass him like Rabbi Elazar. But if you hold that in Shem Echad, everybody agrees you chayav. Everybody agrees when he takes apple out of a tree, he just doesn't know which tree is chayav. The whole machlokes is only when you take grapes, came out figs. So if so, what's the chiddush in our Mishnah? Mishnah says that the pocket that was behind him came in front of him. That means his intention was fulfilled, just not exactly as he wanted. He's like taking apple, he just doesn't know which tree. Of course it's chayav, there's no machlokes. So what's the chiddush? So that's the next part of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, L'charu v'lefonav chayav. What is that going like? That works well. If you say they're arguing b'shem echad, apples out of a tree, I just don't know which tree. So I want to tell you the chiddush is we paskin like Rabbi Lezer that you chayav and not like Abishua that you potter. But according to Mandom, they're arguing two shemos. But in shem echad, everybody agrees that you chayav. If it comes shem echad, do we hear it's one shem? So what's the chiddush is chayav? Everybody agrees it's chayav. There's no discussion about that. So the Gemara is asking a contradiction between the ratio and the Sefer. The ratio of our Mishnah works if you hold that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shua argued b'shnei shemus. B'shem Echad, they're not arguing. And the Sefer of the Mishnah works only if you understand they're arguing b'shem Echad. But b'shnei shemus, there's no machlekes, for sure, you're potter. And so the Gemara, you're right. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, Tanyon Inun. It's a machlekes tanoim. Our Mishnah does not work according to one Tan. You have to say it's two different opinions. Now the Gemara could have just said the ratio goes according to Man Domar that holds that Shtei Shemus is the Machlekes, and the Sefer goes according to Man Domar Shem Echad Machlekes. But the Gemara says it in a different way. Reb Chaim explains it. It's just a little more bringing into the discussion and opinions over here. But the idea is the same. So the Gemara says like this: Man Domar Toman Chayav. The Man Domar who learns the Sefer of the Mishnah is B'Shem Echad, and he mele was saying Chayav. That means we paskin like Rabbi Elazar. So how are you going to explain the ratio of the Mishnah? The ratio of the Mishnah is according to Madoma that holds the argument Shtei Shemus. But if you pass it like a Belazar, so you should pass it like a Belazar in the ratio as well. Says the Gemara, Ufacho Chayav. So you'll pass it like a Belazar in the ratio as well, and you'll be Chayav. Madoma, Taman Potter, Afacho Potter. The Madoma that learns in the ratio, we pass it like a Bishua, because we talk about Shtei Shemus. So he will say in the Sefer also that we pass it like a Bishua and will be Potter. Meaning, the ratio the Sefer argue is the machlekes b'shtei shemus and b'shem echad. And then there's another machlekes between the ratio and the Sefer. Do we pass like Rabbi Elazar or like Rabbi Shua? So the ratio says the machlekes is b'shtei shemus, and therefore when it came from his back to his front, that's the machlekes because it's b'shtei shemus. And he says potter because he passes like Rabbi Shua. The Sefer argues the argument b'shem echad, and then we pass like Rabbi Elazar. So the Gemara is telling us if they would be consistent in terms of who the Paskal and Lach like, and only argue if they're discussing two Shemers, a Shem Echad, so then both the Reish and the Sefer would say the same thing. Either both of them would be Potter, or in both of them would be Chayov. The Gemara says, "Be'emes Omar Belezer when Daf Ein Zayin with base Kol Mokom Sheshonu Be'emes Halach LaMoshe B'Sinai." Whenever it says Be'emes, it means Halach LaMoshe B'Sinai. Halach is Zok Demishto. Hamoitzi Kika B'Shus Rabbi Mchayov. Someone takes out bread B'Shus Rabbi Mchayov. Hoitziu Shnayim Pturim. If two people taking out are Potter, because one can take it on his own. Anything one can do on his own, so two are not Chayov. Lo Yochel Echad Lo Itziu Itziu Shnayim. But if it's a very large bread, the one person cannot take it out on his own. So if two took it out, chayovim, they're chayov. If you have shir poiter, shir poiter, even in that case. Hamoitzi oichlim pochas mikashir bikli. Someone takes that oichla, food, less than shir, he's not chayov in it, but it's in a kli, it's in a vessel. Potu afa la kli sheet feilalu. He's pot even on the kli, because the kli is tuffle to the food. And the food is not chayov once, he's not chayov in the kli either. It's a chay bimito. He's taking a live person in a bed. Potter afal amit. He's potter on the bed. Shamitat feil aloi. The mito is tovel to the chay. And on the chay is not chay, as it wasn't explained, because a chay noises atzvoi, a live person is carrying himself. It's a meit bimito chayav. But a mace is not carrying himself. So you chayav, because he took out the mace. V'chen kazayis min a mace. He takes a piece of the mace, a full kazayis, which causes tumo. The kazayis from an avelo, the kadosh from nasheretz, or a kazayis from a dead animal, or the size of a kadosh from nasheretz, all cause tumo. So he's chayavim because he doesn't want the tumo to be in the house. If you have shirin poiter, shirin's poter, because it's melacha shein tzichu lagufa, and the Gemara is going to explain it when we get to it. So look at the Gemara. Ba'asoy, so it says in the pasuk, hayochit shaosu chayov, shtayim shloisha shaosu p'turim. It has to be one person do the melacha, and not multiple people together. Rabbi Shua, the Rei Mo'amak, Omar, Kamei, Rabbi Yosef, B'Shem, Rav Acha. Kone Girdi, Rabbi Poiter, Rabbi Elazar Shimon, Mechayev. A pole of the weavers, which is a very light item, and two people took it out. Rabbi says, you're potter, like our Mishnah says, because one person can take it out. Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, says, Mechayev. Only Rabbi, Kach Shamati Mavicha, says, Rabbi, but I heard from your father that he says, potter, like our Mishnah. So he told him in a funny way. He says, it was Mishamish, my father, standing, meaning Barai, more than what you were Mishamish him sitting, meaning Kavuadik. I was so much more with my father than you. I heard from him that he said that in this case, he's Chayav. Some of your Rebbe tell me that I'm Shir Bar Yochai. Was Rebbe the Talmud that I'm Shir Bar Yochai? That's what he was. He was a Talmud of somebody else. He told him, meaning, the son of Shir Bar Yochai said, I was Mishamash my father so much that what I did standing, you did not do to your Rebbe sitting. So I have a big Mikush Shivish Chachamim, and I'm telling you that in this case, you're Chayav. And now that we mentioned this way that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon spoke to Rebbe, so we mentioned other things that happened between Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon and Rebbe. Says the Gemara, Kishaya Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon nichas beis avad, Elazar Rabbi Shimon went into the beis medrash, Yuponosh Rebbe Magdiris. So the face of Rebbe got dark because he knew Elazar Rabbi Shimon will attack him in learning. Omule avui v'yois. The father of Rebbe told him, that's right, the father of Rebbe is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Ze'ari ben Ari, avata Ari ben Shul. He's a lion, the son of a lion. He's a lion, he's a big Tavach Chacham, son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. But you are, avata Ari ben Shul, you're a lion, the son of a fox, meaning Rabbi Shimon Bar Gamliel was an unav. Tells Rebbe, I am not such a big person, so that's why you don't have the schus of us that he has. Min demach Rabbi Elazar, shalach Rebbe tovi b'yitasi. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was nifter, so Rebbe asked to marry his wife. Omer Lei told the wife, Kli sheishtamish boi koidish, ishtamish boi choyl. A vessel that was used for koidish will be used for choyl. In other words, that was used for Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who is koidish compared to you, that you only choyl. Omer Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Gadol Dat Omar Betzrichim Lechel Yoin. Meaning, referring to the Mishnah that says that if you take a fruit with a kli, the kli is bottled to the fruit, it's only the fruit needs the kli, needs the vessel. Kegoin Eile Tutayo, these berries that you don't take in your hand, they make your hand dirty, you have to take a kli. Avim Einon Tzichim Lekel, you don't need the kli, Chayav Afal Akli is Chayav even on the vessel. Continues the Gemara, quotes the Mishnah, Sachayav Amito, Potor, Afal Amito. Why the chayo toin garmei a chay noises atzvoi a live person doesn't need to be carried, he's carrying himself. Es a meit the mito chayov, you take the mace and the mito is chayov. Tivrei akoyl, There, Reb Shimon is not arguing. Meaning, even though Reb Shimon is arguing at the end of the Mishnah, if you take a kazayis and a mace, that he says he's potter, but if you take a full mace, you're chayav. I think more explains why. Loi kentai, didn't we learn before? Afreach rakoshu. If a person takes a bad smell out of the house, he's chayav on the ritzo. From avilah, Reb Shimon moideh, Reb Shimon agrees with that. And the more continues, the fine chesam udalef, or moideh, Reb Shimon be surah anoyer. Reb Shimon agrees, surah anoyer that you take out, you're chayav. Why? Because even though Reb Shimon holds that melocha shein tzuch legufo, your potter, this is not considered to be melocha shein tzuch legufo. You're taking it out because you don't want this to be here, because you don't want to be nichshal with isur anah. So therefore, with a mace, when you take out the mace, it's also something you don't want to be in the house, and therefore, kritav shim is not considered to be melocha shein tzuch legufo and yuchayev. Says the Gemara, if so, so why kazayis ben a mace your potter? Explains the Gemara, ma'av yudon ti potter be mace koi v'shein b'reach ra v'yitziori lekalvoi. Talking about the dead is a goy. There's no problem. According to Shimon, there's no yisura no with a goy. It doesn't cause any tumor. And also, there's no bad smell. It doesn't bother him. So there's no purpose of taking out this mace from the house. So why is he taking it out? Because he wants to give it to the dog to eat. So he's taking it out only for the dog. That's melacha shein tzich legufa. He doesn't need the oitzol. So the Gemara, tani chatzi zayis ben a mace. Chatzi zayis ben a nevela. Not a full shear. Only half a size of a mace, half a size of a nevelu, upokos mekadosh min hasheretz, chayav v'abshurin poiter. Says the Gemara, my time of the Rabbanon, that's the Yusuf of Reb Chaim. What's the reason of Rabbanon? He's taking only half a kazayis, he's not avoiding tumo. So the Gemara, kfa nisma to atumo. Meaning there was only a kazayis and a mace in the house, and he took half out. By taking half out, he leaves in the house less than kazayis, and therefore there's no problem. So he's solving the issue of tumo by taking out half a kazayis. My time, O the Reb Shimon, according to the Gisa of Reb Chaim, what's the reason of Reb Shimon? Hi, we learned that if you take an Isra, no, he agrees. Says the Gemara, Be'i, the Reb Yudin Tipote, Be'mezkoi, V'shein Burech, Rav, V'tzio, Le'kalboi. We're talking about the same answer. We're not talking about a Kazais Mes Yisro. We're talking about a Goy. There's a Kostumo. There's no Isra, no. And we don't have a bad smell over here. So according to Reb Shimon, there's no purpose of taking it out. The only reason he's taking it out is for his dog. That's Melocha Shetzor Gufa, and therefore he's Potter. So the maskar of the Gemara is, if a person takes it out in order for not to have Yisura no over here, in order to not nikshal b'em, Reb Shimon agrees, it's chayav, it's melocha tzuch legufo. When does Reb Shimon argue? When you have no benefit of it being going out right now, like a goy, and there's no bad smell, so then Reb Shimon holds your potter, because melocha shein tzuch legufo. With this we conclude, Yushal Mishabes, Daf Ein Zayin.